I've finished my painting. Finally finished the painting. There's so much more that needs to be done on this house, but I've done the painting for now. And that's good. And I've sorted some things to go to the charity shop. And that's good. I felt compelled to open up the old antique desk that belongs to my mother. Find out what treasures lay within. It's been years since I've opened it. It was interesting. I found old passports, all our visas from Egypt and Iceland and adventures we went on together. I found her ration book, her birth certificate. I found the little baby bracelet that went round my wrist when I was born. All those years and she kept it. Tiny, tiny little thing. Baby grey. That's me. Baby grey. Photographs. A news cutting about an owl she saved when she was young. They gave it a tot of whiskey before the RSPCA came, I believe. And a dictaphone. With a small tape beside it. Though I don't know if it's the batteries that aren't working, I'm about to change them. It breaks my heart. I can't remember my mum's voice. I don't know where it went. I've tried everything to get it back. And I can't remember it. Other people have died and I can remember their voices. But for some reason hers is gone and I don't know where it went. And stupid me, Radio Kate, forever recording everybody else. I've got my granny, I've got my grandpa, I've got all sorts of people I'll never meet again, and I never recorded my mum's voice. And I try picturing her saying something, but I don't know why it won't come, it's gone. So I'm sitting here looking at this little tape recorder and wondering if maybe her voice is here. It was just this afternoon I was talking about it to a friend and who knows. Probably shouldn't be sharing this with the world, but there you go. Hey. On a brighter note, one of the other things I found was a photograph, a black and white photograph of Ringo Starr from the Beatles. And on the back, it says, "To Eleanor, much love, Ringo Starr, and four kisses." So that's pretty damn cool. Somewhere there's a letter from John Lennon. But you'll have to wait until I find that. Anyway, I'm going to go and find some batteries. And see if this small piece of black plastic in my hand holds the key to not having lost Mum's voice. Wish me luck.